Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Tonight's message is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. And starting in verse 25, it says, "At that time Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.'" This is God's word. Now, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's a day that is reserved for gathering as family and friends in a spirit of thankfulness and appreciation. And it's a time where the separation caused by miles of road are remediated, even if just for this weekend. It's where relationships are renewed and relationships are strengthened. And it's a time where we reflect on what we hold most valuable: our loved ones, and our health, and our God. And sometime tomorrow, we'll gather around a table, and as one family, we'll share a meal. Now, for some, it's a time of relaxation. It's a time when the worries of the world are set on the mantle and the simple joys of the moment fill the void. And for others, it's a time of excitement, when family is once again gathered under one roof and the room is filled with buzz of conversations. And for others, it's a time of anticipation. It's the starting line to the season of Christmas and all the activities that fill December. But for others, it's a time of great worry and stress. It's a time for anxiety because of the strained relationships of the year or the self-imposed expectation of a perfectly prepared meal. And for some, it's a time of remembrance for those that have passed away and whose absence they still feel to this very day. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. But tonight is God's giving. And we celebrate all that the Father gave to His Son. "For such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father," Jesus says. All things. Everything. And when we reflect on this statement, what comes to my mind are the things of the world. The land and all that's on it. The sky and all that flies through it. And I look to the heavens and I see the stars, uncountable in number, enveloped by a universe that is immeasurably vast. And I try to contemplate a God who is so much greater, so much more powerful than all that surrounds me, who through the power of His Word and through His Son, Jesus Christ, created it all. And He gave all of this to Christ to sustain and to rule. But it wasn't all that God gave. From the very moment of the fall, in that great garden, God gave us His promise that He would send His Son. And as Adam and Eve bit into the fruit that one perfect day, sin entered into the world. And all creation changed and began to die. And as Christ continued to sustain it for our sake, God declared that he would restore what we had destroyed. And in that garden, on that very day, God promised to send his Son into this world and to do what we could not. And he would give to him the responsibility to reconcile us to God. But that's not even all that God gave. As Jesus hung on the cross with his arms stretched wide, God handed to him the eternal punishment that we should have experienced. And God turned his back on Christ as he bore the weight of our sin, completely alone, completely abandoned. And there on that cross, he gave up his life for our benefit. And in response to Christ's perfect obedience, God handed over to him forgiveness for our sins. He handed over to him salvation for our souls and an eternal life with God in his presence. And Christ handed that over to us. His perfectness and his righteousness became ours in Christ. And that perfectness that God sees in us is seen through the work of Jesus Christ. And so you see, God's giving is not just to Christ, but it's also Christ's giving to us. And it is that which brings us together in this place as a church family. And although we will not sit around a table tonight and share a meal, we will gather at the foot of the cross and share in the salvation he earned from us, for us. We will thank God for his creation, for our families and our friends, but we will also thank him for sending his Son for the sake of our eternal lives. And we'll thank Christ for the sacrifice that he made. And we'll praise and we'll worship him for all that he has given and all that he continues to give in our lives. You see, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. But tonight is God's giving. And we're so thankful for that. Let us pray. We'll pray using the words of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And his faithfulness to all generations. Amen.